We are talking with Supervisor Anaya Kirk of Tuolumne County on this weekend's Motherlode Views, who represents District 3. That includes the greater Twainhart, Tuolumne area, and up the Highway 108 corridor. Supervisor Kirk, next thing I want to ask you a little bit about is roads. You know, what's going on right now when it comes to roads in Tuolumne County?
When it comes to roads, you know, I know when I ran for office, that was the number one gripe, and it's probably going to continue to be the number one gripe as I run again. And I think a lot of folks think that we can just come through and fix roads, do overlays, and, you know, we got all this money to do it. But the reality of it is we don't. We don't have the funding to do it. So what can we do in the interim? And when I ran for office, I told everybody I'm going to do everything I can to mitigate our roads. And I feel like we have done some pretty big headway in that area. One thing in particular is we purchased a hot patch machine. When I was running for office, I found this during some of my research in some of the other counties, and I said, why aren't we doing a hot patch machine? And basically, in a nutshell, what the hot patch machine does is it comes in and it provides a hot patch instead of a cold patch. And the way it's applied and the way it's adhered to the road, that hot patch will last probably longer than other parts of the road around it. So instead of in these rainy seasons or snowy seasons or during the plow time, these potholes getting destroyed and then opening back up again within a few weeks, this hot patch machine is going to give long-lasting repairs. So eventually, in a couple of years, we'd like to have it to where, you know, basically we're not reacting to potholes, but we're doing preventative work. So we're a couple years away from that. Other thing real quick, we got a street sweeper. We're doing more ditching. So when we talk about water coming and going over our streets, that breaks down the road, creates a lower PCI index. So we're doing everything we can on the preventative maintenance. That way, when we do have funding, when we are able to, you know, we're looking at Tuolumne Road North and some parts of Tuolumne Road doing some major repairs. That way, when we do those repairs, they last longer. So, hot patch machine and street sweeper and ditching are some things that we've really pushed the last couple of years.
Few other things I want to ask you about before we wrap up this weekend. One is housing. Your thoughts on the demand for housing right now in the county?
The demand for housing has always been and will always be. We live in, Tuolumne County. We live in California. So when we talk about housing in general, there's already a shortage. When we talk about affordable housing, that's an oxymoron because of all the regulations that are pushed. Everything that you have to deal with as a homeowner, first of all, just to build is just outrageously expensive. So what can we do as a county? Some things that we've done the last couple of years is we did an ADU ordinance, accessory dwelling unit. So folks who have a small lot, they have a small home, they can now build another home on their property, 1,200 feet or less, or they could knock out a wall, add an additional housing or an additional unit to their house as well. So we passed that. Hopefully some folks will take advantage of that. We've also done some work with Visionary Home Builders, which is basically some development, and part of those units will be more affordable. Our board just did approve some altercations to the Valley Vista project. That's not a county project, but it is a developer's project there in Jamestown. That'll put about 200 units on the market once they get those up and running. Some other things we're doing, you know, we did the general plan right when I got into office. That just passed, but we're doing Title 17 updates. So we're looking at different communities and different ways that we can't make it easier or look at areas that maybe weren't allowed to build or do mixed use or some overlays. Anyway, so we're looking at ordinances and ways that we can make it easier for people to build. But at the end of the day, BJ, it's, and especially with COVID, so many folks have moved up here. Second homeowners have moved up here, you know, fixed up their cabins, they're living here. So I think the price of housing up here just went up 30%. So my stance towards affordable housing, and some people think it's cynical, but it is, work hard, get a degree if you need to, get a better job, promote, show up on time, do those basic things in life so that as you progress in life, you can actually afford to purchase a home. But when you do go to purchase a home, we got to have them on the market, and it's tough in Tuolumne County with so much of our property, being, you know, in Forest Service land, and there's really only so much that we can develop up here. So what we need to continue to focus on is what we can develop. Let's make it easier to develop on. But those are obviously some of the issues that we face and we'll always face here.
Another hot button issue, homelessness. What do you think the county's approach should be to address that issue?
So I'll tell you what we've done, and I'll tell you what my personal approach would be. So what we've done is we had a granted position for a homeless coordinator, which is vacant right now, and we're probably going to bring that internally. But basically, to work with all the partners in the community who are trying to address this issue. The county is providing behavioral health, mental health services. We're working on projects like RoomKey, where we can potentially build some housing or have some funding available to build some housing to house homeless people. And then there's things that we're not, that we're part of discussion with or partially helping with, like Camp Resiliency Village. Some things that we've done, we did have to close down Camp Hope because some of the basically the toxicity levels out in that area. It's an old dump site. It was unsafe. But, you know, when we're talking about Project RoomKey and putting money and helping folks who are homeless, where I stand and where I've always stood, unless data changes it, is, first of all, if there was something that worked out there, everybody would be doing it. In California, we have created an industry of trying to solve the homeless problem. In Tuolumne County, I think the priority should always be mothers with children, veterans, and then people who want help. That should be the priority. That should be where the resources go. My concern with some of the programs, and I'm not going to name off the agencies because the agencies really do want to help the issue, but in some of these nonprofits, the issue I have is working in a prison and talking with several homeless people, hundreds of homeless people over the years, doing research, reading up on it. Most people who are drug addicted, who want help, but then they relapse back and forth, most of the programs that are designed don't really address the problem of addiction. If you want to get into the science of it, from my research and my data, it takes about 2 years to really rehabilitate somebody. So if we want to help solve the problem, I need to see programs in place that are really going to address the problem, not just be feel good. You know, it only lasts 3, 6, 9 months. I think it's a 2-year program, wraparound services. That's the only way that you're really going to, in my opinion, change the brain chemistry. Other than that, we should and continue to always work with mothers with kids, veterans, and those who want help. I think our community could always get behind helping those folks.
Supervisor Kirk, we've run out of time today, but real quick, are you optimistic about 2022?
Optimistic. As long as I'm breathing, I'm optimistic. As long as I'm smiling, I'm optimistic. As long as I feel like Americans have their freedom and their ability to have free speech and voice opinions and work towards change, I am always optimistic. And I believe in the guy upstairs, so I have no choice but to be optimistic. So, yes.
Well, thank you for coming on today.
Cool. Thank you, BJ, and thank you, Clark Broadcasting for having me.
Well, thanks, Supervisor Anaya Kirk, for being our guest on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Programming note, we're going to take 2 weeks off because of the Christmas and New Year's holidays. Hope you enjoy your time spent with family and friends. We'll be back 2 weeks from now, continuing our series. We'll be joined by Supervisor Kathleen Half and then followed by Supervisor Jaron Brandon. We'll see you in a couple weeks on Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.